Marketing for a nonprofit isn't about selling. It's about messaging. It's how we stay connected with our donors, our volunteers, and the people we serve. It's how we invite new people to become part of our mission. But sometimes it can feel never ending. There's always another post to write, another story to tell, another update to share. And while I work hard to do all things marketing, there are definitely parts I dread, like creating and scheduling content for social media, or remembering how many times I need to talk about something so people actually hear it. That's where Engie comes in. Engie feels like a marketing partner who really gets me. It helps me figure out what to say, when to say it, and how to engage my audience in a way that feels true to my brand. It even helps me write everything in my voice and puts it all together in one big calendar so I can see how it's all going to play out. I can track what's working, plan what's next, and actually feel confident about my marketing. And I love the extras, like the monthly group coaching calls with experts, the simple social media scheduler, and the AI blog writer that makes creating content so much easier. So if you're ready for marketing to finally make sense, check out the link in the show notes. Trust me, you're going to love it. One of my favorite tools I use for my business, and one that I think all nonprofits can use, is Flowdesk. They make it so easy to send out mass emails. It takes me just a few minutes, and I can send out as many as I want. Why? Because Flowdesk only uses flat pricing. That means the same fee no matter how many subscribers you have or how many emails you send. Not only that, but they have the most beautiful and easy to use templates to use when creating an email. It's no longer stressful or time consuming. It also has amazing other tools like workflows and checkout for selling products, but that's a whole other podcast episode. In the meantime, go to my show notes for my link and start your free trial to check it out. Want to get half off for a full year? Make sure to use my link. Yes, that's a full year at half off. Go check it out now.
It's really cool to see all of these different needs being met. I mean, we also have we have men and women who come out that are going through the transition from like a rough divorce, and they just need some peace and some fun in their life. Yeah. And so they come out on the other end with something fun to do and find joy in that. I've gotten a lot of, the board really has gotten a lot of feedback from these people saying, I need this group. This group is incredible for my mental health. We didn't know we were getting into yeah. that journey. We thought we were just doing this silly little dance group, and then we were gonna like have some fun and like, you know, surprise some people in the public. It was probably about a year ago now that I go, huh? We're in the mental health industry.
Welcome to the Nonprofit Nook, the podcast for nonprofit leaders, board members, and community changemakers who want to build stronger, smarter organizations. I'm your host, Wendy Kidd, a longtime business owner and nonprofit leader, and I'm here to bring you real talk, real tools, and real stories to help you thrive in the nonprofit world. I'll be talking with local nonprofit leaders, community changemakers, and experts in everything from board development to fundraising and digital tools, sharing real stories and simple strategies you can actually use. Because running a nonprofit is hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Let's get started. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Nonprofit Nook. Today I am thrilled to welcome Nikki Calabrese, the Executive Director of Dallas Flashers, and someone who's been finding creative ways to serve and shine in her community practically her whole life. Nikki's been volunteering for over 13 years, giving her time to organizations ranging from free health clinics and the police department to her church and other community causes. But truth be told, her entrepreneurial spirit started even earlier. When she was just 8 years old, she launched her first business, an on-the-go lunch company called On a Roll, where she and her parents would make and sell subs, chips, and sodas to local dealerships. That early spark of creativity only grew. Over the years, she's built several ventures, from Baby Cakes, a couture cupcakery, to Souvenir, her family photography business, to an editing company, all while pursuing a career in education as a certified teacher and education manager for Head Start in New York. Now, as executive director of Dallas Flashers, Nikki brings together that same blend of innovation, compassion, and hands-on experience to lead with heart and inspire others to get involved. Welcome, Miss Nikki.
Thank you. That was very fancy of you.
I try to be fancy for you guys. And I can't, of course, miss your wonderful husband. We are joined by Bob Calabresi, Nikki's husband, born in Buffalo, New York. Bob has been playing bass guitar since the age of 12, as well as guitar and mandolin. Since then, he has recorded 6 albums with his bands and 2 as a studio musician. He has won several music awards and has played thousands of gigs. He has been in the automotive industry for the last 20 years. For the last 10 years, he has been with Ewing Automotive in Plano as their client relations director. He also serves as a music director and mentor at his church and plays in a 90s cover band called 90s Mile Per Hour. His latest venture with the Dallas Flashers adds tech director to his resume, a role he has served in the last 2 years since its inception. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
She's even got the calabrese down.
She does. I like it.
You know, I'm going to go fancy if you give me the option. So I'm going to absolutely
All the regular people say Calabrese, but you took it to another level.
It helps when you do this when you say
Oh, I should have made the gesture. I didn't even think about that. You guys are so impressive. I didn't know you did half the things you did until you gave me your bios, which I just love so much.
Yeah.
Well, I had to have you guys on because, of course, Dallas Flashers. I love Dallas Flashers. Who doesn't love Dallas Flashers once you hear about it?
Aw, thank you.
So we had to tell people about this joyful, compassion-filled nonprofit that you have built and have just exploded on the scene in McKinney. So I had to have you on.
It's been a good time.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for having
us. Of course. So tell me how your organization got started and when you got started.
So back in November of 2023, there was some stir online about let's do a flash mob. Because personally, I grew up in the 90s and early 2000s, and there were all those viral videos that were coming out. It was a really popular thing, but I never saw one, like in real life. I only saw the videos on MySpace.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was only an other online thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like always someone else doing it. And so I never saw one. I never got invited to be in one. And I was like, you know, I'm getting old. I would like to make this happen. So we got a little group together and we attempted a test run, if you will, back in November of 23. And it went great. It also went horribly for a funny reason. Actually, we went to the Stonebriar Mall in Frisco. We gathered up about, I don't know, 10 or 15 people just to see, could we like put this together and actually get people to show up and like make it work. And we went up to the food court and we attempted to do what's known as a freeze mob, which is a very simple form of a flash mob. Are you familiar with that?
I am not.
Should we describe what a...
Yes, please.
Some people don't know what a flash mob is at this day and age.
That's true.
A flash mob is it's when a group of people get together and they rehearse ahead of time and plan a day and time to show up in a certain place, usually a public place, and then they break into song or dance or both at the drop of a dime. And the whole reason is for the surprise element for the public, just to bring smiles to people's faces, for the allure, for the artistic expression, and it's just all around a good time for everybody. So that's what a flash mob is. Specifically, a freeze mob is when you show up, there's no singing or dancing, you just simply on cue go into a frozen motion like a statue.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a frozen motion at all. It's not a motion at all. It's a frozen position. and you just hold it.
Okay, I've seen videos of these too, but I didn't realize there was a different name. That makes perfect sense.
So we attempted this and the first person went off. And what we didn't do well, we learned quickly, is that when you plan a mob, you need to be close together or else nobody knows that you're all related and doing the same thing.
Yeah, I could see that.
And what happened was the first person went, gave the cue, which was a sneeze, by the way. It was a sneeze and freeze. she sneezed. She froze. I sneezed. I froze. And my choice of freezing, unfortunately, I chose to use my cup. I had bought an iced tea in the food court as like a prop to act like a regular mall goer. and I froze with the drink in my mouth.
Oh.
And then the next person sneezed and froze and so on and so forth. But we were so spread out that nobody saw that I was related to the first person or the person behind me. And unfortunately, I scared a lot of people. I had some people come up to me, some very concerned mall goers, thinking that I was having a stroke.
Oh,
and
no.
I really commit to character when I'm given a role. And I wouldn't break it to tell them what was going on. So they just kept like, ma'am, are you okay? And I just kept frozen. And so my poor husband had to come and defuse the problem and let them in on the fact that we were, take a look around, ladies. We are doing a freeze mall right now. And they were so mad.
Yeah, they were so mad.
They were mad? Wait, why would you be mad?
They were so mad. Yeah. Because they felt tricked.
Oh,
I think they were, because they were so concerned. And here we are messing around playing games in the mall instead of, you know, being serious. So we learned, like, okay, we need to be closer together. We quickly wrapped it back up and went downstairs. We did it again. It went off without a hitch. So we knew by the time we left, we got two under our belt and they went great. But that's how it all started, was back at the mall on a rainy Saturday afternoon in November. So...
All right.
And the rest is history. We've done 21 mobs since then.
Oh, 21. That's awesome. In just 2 years. Wow. That's really fast.
Yeah.
That is.
We're just coming up on our anniversary.
Mm-hmm. What made you think that you could start a flash mob? What made you want to do this instead of just joining another nonprofit that might do this or group? I don't know of any other nonprofits that do this. So.
Exactly. That's exactly why. I had no idea that anybody else was doing it. And I, like I said, I kind of got sick of not being in a flash mob. So I decided I'll make this happen.
What?
And we did. We got some people together. We got some different talents together. And I am not a dancer per se. I like to dance, you know, spontaneously. I like to dance at weddings. I'll dance in the house. I'll dance in public if you ask me to. But I'm not like, I've never been trained. I didn't do dance as a little girl. I don't have any kind of history in dance whatsoever, except, you know, in college at the club, hanging out. But besides that, I don't have this history. So we needed a choreographer and we needed some people who understood how to teach people how to dance, you know?
Yeah.
But I've got a lot of strong admin skills. And so this sort of group needs that balance. My black and white and logical thinking, my organization, my time management, all of those things, when you're doing something so creative and so expressive, you need someone who's on the other side of things, on the other side of the spectrum, who can hold down the details and make sure things are planned and everybody has the information that they need. And so that's where I'm strong. And I've sought out the talent in our group. We have so many talented, diverse people in our group who do love to dance and they have done it before. And together we come up with awesome choreography and we teach it to the group of people who shows up. And it's beautiful.
That is so cool.
It's a great mix of people.
So
I like to say that Nikki has GSD after her name because she gets stuff done.
Oh, I love that.
So the fact that
he gave you the G version of that abbreviation.
This is an explicit podcast. If you would like to use the real version, you can.
The fact that she kind of came up with this from scratch and was able to organize, you know, large groups of people into, you know, 21 mobs at this point doesn't surprise me at all.
Clearly with her background, really cool. She's good at getting stuff done. Yes.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That is fantastic. So is the leadership of your group kind of the traditional format where you have a board and you're the executive director, obviously, and then you have all these wonderful committees and whatnot, or is it really just more focused on leadership that can help with the dances?
Yes to both. We are certainly growing in our leadership, the way that we do things. When we first started, I didn't know what I was doing. Bob gets roped into just about everything I do one way or another.
And vice versa.
Yeah, and so his skill set lent itself very well to what we do. He's very talented in technological things and audio, and he's the one who set up this whole microphone. I would have no idea how to set all this stuff up right now, but
we appreciate his skills.
Make, sound work. Yeah. And so when you're, you know, when you're about to blast a song remotely in public, you need somebody who can push the buttons right and make sure stuff goes off without a hitch. And this is the guy. So he's on the team. We also have another board member. Her name is Kat Reno, and she does a phenomenal job helping me out, making sure I know where I am and what I'm supposed to be doing. So she's another clipboard carrier like me.
Yeah.
Love it.
We like to call ourselves the clipboard ladies. And she is another GSD type personality. Besides that, we don't have anybody officially titled, if you will.
Gotcha.
And so we recently started something called the Vision Commission. And this is really fun, in my opinion. We just started. We literally just had our first meeting a couple of weeks ago. And it was born out of, we did for the second year now, in 2024 and in 2025, we put together what we call Dream Session. And that's when we invite all of our members into one room for a couple of hours. We set them up sort of, if you're familiar with like centers in a elementary classroom, we've got a center for what we call the money center, and we call the next one mobs. And we've got five or six different titles of the centers. And they, in a fun way, we make this fun. I'm giving a very basic description of it, but we have them sort of cycle through the centers as small groups, three or four people in a group. And their job is to just dump every idea that they've ever thought of that they can think of in the next 5 minutes and put sticky notes on these boards and then process to the next station and do the same thing. So over the course of 30 to 45 minutes, we came up with the first time 133 ideas, and this time we came up with 167 ideas. And what it does is it allows the membership to become part of the leadership. It allows them to fill us in on who their connections are and where do they see us going and what are some of the ideas that they have. So it's not just this top-down model. I truly believe that this team effort is why we're successful. And so I bring them in sort of as shareholders to kind of help guide us. And so from that dream session, we thought, you know what? Last year was great. We got 133 ideas. And I believe I, with the help of many other people, I think we brought to life 34, 36, or 37, like somewhere in the high 30s of the ideas. Well, wouldn't it be great if this year with 166 ideas, we could come up with, or we could achieve 50 or 60 of them by giving it to a committee? So that's what we did. Instead of, you know, Nikki taking care of and delegating what gets done off of the list, we have installed this Vision Commission. And their job is to take a look at all of these ideas. We came up with, along with the board, we came up with the low-hanging fruit, if you will, the ones that would be the easiest to achieve, first of all, just to get some forward momentum. And then we're going to have sort of in a project style, we're going to come up with one of the next things we're going to work on as a group. And there'll be things I'll grab off the tree and do myself because it's more of an executive director type of an idea, but there's going to be a ton of things that they're going to be able to do on their own individually and as a committee that's going to allow them to have more, like I said, more ownership and just more skin in the game. And they're embracing it. Everybody loves the idea. So we're going to go with that model and see what comes of that. And maybe eventually we'll get some more committees that get born out of that. But we're running pretty thin. We're running this pretty big show on a pretty thin leadership scale. So someday it might be bigger, but
I think right this now, is no. Genius. I'm just going to tell you this now. I know you've sent me a video or I saw it on your Facebook or something where you guys were doing this.
Oh, and I didn't
really understand it. Like I kind of did, but your explanation of it, I'm like, this is genius because this is such a great way to get feedback from your group, the people that you are serving.
Exactly. It's
such a great way to harness the ideas and the experience of others. Especially because then you can turn back around and say, hey, can somebody help me with this? Who came up with this idea? Because this is genius. So yes. I love this. I think other people should do this too. I think it would break up a little bit of the monotony of gathering ideas for strategic planning. So kudos, girl. I mean,
yeah,
you've been only doing this 2 years, but it's amazing.
Well, we were starting off with a a survey. I would give a survey out every time after we finished a mob, just so I could be like, how can we make this better? But, you know, if you get a mob of 30 people, you get 10 people who fill out the form.
Right.
It's not that in-depth of questions because I try to make it accessible so they can achieve it in 30, 60 seconds, not take up too much time. So you don't get a lot of depth. And then you give them 2 hours and you give them Chick-fil-A sponsors you and you get Target to sponsor your snacks. Well, now we're talking about some real serious ideas that can come of that.
Yes. So. And honestly, it actually kind of curtails the... how should I put this in a nice way? The meeting absorption of ideas when you sit down and you have these conversations and everybody feels like they need to hash it out. I think having these stations where you can collect their ideas without having to have discussion.
Exactly.
Is amazing.
Yeah, there's no hashing at all. Yeah. And there's no bad ideas. Yeah. You come up with an idea, you put it on the board because that idea might spark another idea, which sparks another idea, which is the idea that we need.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, cool. Well, so tell me.
You should come to the next one.
I'm going to. I'm just telling you right now, I'm going to be there. This is going to be fabulous.
Okay, sounds good.
So tell me, like, who should join your group? Because it sounds like you have a lot of people because you've had 21 of these flash mobs. Who should join? What does that kind of look like?
Okay. Everybody should join.
I tend to agree.
And when I say that, I'm not saying that as the executive director, as a proud person being like, oh, everybody should come. This is great. Literally, I can't think of a person this group doesn't serve is the truth. And the diversity that I've seen just come naturally, this organic, all of these people who are coming together from different walks of life, completely different industries. I can't even begin to tell you the diversity of people who come to dance with us because their career paths and all the things that they do are just on this spectrum that it makes me scratch my head. Like, how did we all end up in the same room wanting to do the same thing? It's insane. And it's also so beautiful. I love it. Everyone's looking for something joyful to do, and this is it.
Yeah.
So we get a lot of people who are like, oh, you don't want me. I don't know how to dance. Oh, no, we definitely want you. Because we don't want this to look professional. I mean, we're not out there trying to look messy. We do a really good job of teaching people the routines and making sure everybody knows timing and spacing and where they're supposed to be.
Keeping it simple so that anyone can do it.
It's accessible.
Yeah.
But I don't want this to look like a performance group. I don't want this to look like we've been, you know, in a dance troupe and taking dance lessons for all of our life. I want it to look homegrown. I want it to look like someone in the crowd who thinks it looks fun is comfortable jumping in and joining us. And that's the goal every time, to be honest. The underlying goal is how many people can we get to join us?
Right.
So if we're all polished and perfect, that's not great. So we want those people who are like, try and teach me, see if you can do it. We like the challenge. And I don't know that we've ever lost anybody because they didn't feel like the choreo was accessible. So I get a lot of moms. A lot of the moms out there who, especially the moms who have been momming for a while and maybe a little piece of their identity has gone away on pause. We see a lot of those ladies coming out and taking part in something that's completely separate from anything their family does. Not because they don't love their family, but because everybody needs a break from what they do 24 hours a day,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
And so they'll come out, they'll enjoy themselves for a couple of hours during practice, they'll come to the mob, they'll do something exhilarating, and then they go home happier. They go home with more spirit. We also get families who are just looking for some really good, clean fun. There's no jerks in our group. Like, everything that we do is on the up and up. There's no drama. I've not run into any gossip. Like,
everyone's really fun.
It is incredible. Yeah. It turns out that if you want to do a flash mob, you are a top-notch person.
I love that. What a great litmus test.
So those of you out there who don't want to do a flash mob, we're looking at you.
We're judging you.
But yeah, we're judging you. We know better. But it's really cool to see all of these different needs being met. I mean, we also have, like, we have men and women who come out that are going through the transition from, like, a rough divorce. and they just need some peace and some fun in their life. Yeah. And so they come out on the other end with something fun to do and find joy in that. I've gotten a lot of, the board really has gotten a lot of feedback from these people saying, I need this group. This group is incredible for my mental health. We didn't know we were getting into that journey. We thought we were just doing this silly little dance group and then we were gonna like have some fun and like, you know, surprise some people in the public. It was probably about a year ago now that I go, huh? We're in the mental health industry. I had no clue.
When you told me that at first, I was like, oh, she's cute. But now I'm like, no, yes. Like this is a real thing. Like it really is. And in a time when we are so divisive right now, right? We're so divided among so many things. But who couldn't just come and enjoy some music and have a good time with a flash mob? Like, yes.
Absolutely. Because we don't get into politics and we don't get into religion. We don't get into any of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just everyone's here and there's kids. We have tons of kids who participate by themselves and with their family members. So everyone just knows to keep it clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a really good time because of that. I can't think of anybody who can't be served in this group and who can't serve in this group because it goes both ways, truly.
Sure. Of course it does. And we all as humans benefit when we serve others, we typically are serving ourselves too, right?
So. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're doing it right. And really, we have all different abilities. There are people in our group who come from all different walks of life, like I was saying earlier, all different abilities. And we haven't found anybody who wants to be in our group that we haven't been able to accommodate. Because that's the mission. We want everyone who wants to be in a flash mob to be in a flash mob. And we will make it happen. We will we'll figure out a way to make it work.
Because if nothing else, they could freeze. Yeah.
Well, so Nikki's rule is if you're smiling, you're right. Long as you're up there smiling and having a good time, you're right. Our youngest dancer is six and our oldest is 86.
Wow. 80 years of joy.
Yeah.
I mean, we have people with limited mobility, people who have limited hearing, people who have limited sight. I mean, there's all sorts of different people in our group and everyone just jumps in and supports them. I don't have to say, hey, can you make sure she knows blah, 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 or can you make sure he's turned? I don't have to do any of that because we all, I turn around and she's helping him and he's helping her and it's just beautiful.
I love that. Okay, so tell me, because I always ask this question, I always ask people, tell me some of their success stories. And I feel like there's a couple here that you keep alluding to, but you haven't gotten to yet. So tell me your success stories. What are your favorite ones?
We have a dancer who came to me, maybe in April of 2024. And she, I could tell she knew what she was doing. And I remember thinking to myself during practice, like, where did this lady come from? Because usually we were pretty new at that time. And it was usually like word of mouth. That people were hearing about us and she didn't come connected to anybody. So she just showed up from a Facebook group. And so I thought that was kind of brave, right? Yeah. And she said, after practice, she came up to me and she said, I just want you to know, I've been watching you. And I'm like, oh, okay.
You never know if that's a good or a bad thing, right?
Yeah, and I could tell she was a fellow Italian too. So I was like, uh-oh. She goes, she said, I've been watching you. I've been lurking for a while. I wanted to make sure you weren't like human traffickers and that you guys were like serious about this.
All right.
We're serious and we don't human traffic anyone.
We're legit. Thank you.
And yes. She said, so I just been watching in the group to see how things went. And I was really impressed. I could see you put a lot of time and commitment into what you guys do. And I do that too. I just didn't want to mess around with, you know, something that was flimsy. She said, I can't believe what you're able to pull off in an hour, the amount of organization that you have. So she just went on and on about how she was so impressed. Well, she went on to dance. That one practice was serving two separate mobs. We were doing a back-to-back Cinco de Mayo mob. And after she completed both mobs, She came up to me and she said, I can't tell you how much this group has impacted my ability to be mentally stable. You know, she's just a normal lady who does a lot of stuff. And she said, when I leave my house excited to come here, my husband, it's almost like, you know, they're sad to see her go, but they know when she comes home, she's going to be so much happier. And so it's like this bittersweet thing for her family to be missing her, but also to know when mommy comes home, like she's going to be in a better mood. She's going to have more with the exercise. She's going to have a little bit more stamina and like all the things that she can do her job at home better now. Yeah. And so she said, I can't tell you how much I'm so thankful for this group and I'm never leaving.
Wow.
Like, please don't. Yeah. So when you hear stuff like that, that's when you start to consider like, I don't think I had used the words mental health industry when she was talking to me about this back in May. It took me a few months before a few more people came forward similarly, mm-hmm. and kind of came out of, you know, I've been dealing with cancer, or I've been dealing with divorce, or I've been dealing just, I don't want to say everyday things, because those things are a little bit more outstanding than common everyday things, but we are all dealing with something like that. And I had no idea that these success stories were going to be born from something that I thought was a silly little activity that we were doing and, you know, probably wouldn't do very long.
Yeah.
And here we are just, I mean, I don't see any end in the future. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Wow.
But at the same time too, you also found a lot of mental health benefits for yourself.
Yes, absolutely. I have, always struggled with, anxiety, coming out of like 2022, I was really depressed about, you know, my life just wasn't unfolding the way I had expected it to. And I was looking for some more opportunities. And so when this came up and I thought, wow, I could really use my skill set in a way that would be beneficial, and was able to put that to work. Boy, does that do something, that does something for you.
Yeah.
I just began to see this unfolding of who I really was inside and not apologizing for it and people accepting who I was for that and not rejecting that. And so I was like, wow, this is really cool. This is for me and it's for you.
Yeah.
So I felt the same way they do. I just thought I was the only one and I wasn't.
It's still almost after every single mob, we come home and she is in disbelief. She's like, I can't believe these people like what I do.
Yeah, it's shocking to me that I came up with something and I continue doing this thing that people keep signing up for. And I'm like, they love it. They really love it.
They love it. So cool. But it's also you, Nikki, who doesn't want to be around you? Like, ever since we've met, I feel that way. So, yeah.
You're sweet.
You're a good person. I agree.
See? Sometimes my sarcasm will scare you away, but not you. You're strong, Wendy.
No, that's because sarcasm is my love language. Yes, for sure. For sure. Well, okay. So tell me, each of you, what's your favorite thing to do in this group? What's the favorite thing about doing this?
You want to go first?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I think for me, it's the preparation for rehearsals and the mob itself. I mean, I guess it's everything that I do. So a lot of times we'll do mashups or like splice a song together. So getting to work, you know, in a couple programs to, you know, figure out how these songs are going to mesh together is a really fun challenge that I like doing. And then I really like the events that we do that are big enough to where we're working with a sound guy. I've had the opportunity to work with a couple, my favorite DJ Neil, little shout out for DJ Neil from Salina.
Yeah.
When you get a good sound guy or like a good DJ,
sure.
And you know, cause we'll do meetings with these guys ahead of time. So they know what to expect. We'll send you the file. Here's what you need to say. And then I just go there and hang out with them and make sure that they press go on time and then just get to watch this thing happen. So I think that's the funnest part for me.
You do have a good part of that job.
Yeah.
I would love to be that person who just gets to hit go and watch. Yeah.
Yeah. When she asked me to be part of the flash mob, I said, I'll do all the technical stuff in the background.
Done. Everybody tries to get him to dance and it does not work.
Nope.
I'll tell you a secret. You will find Bob Calabrese dancing through my house to the mob choreo, to the songs.
Yeah.
He will, but he won't do it outside of the house.
We're going to have to get secret footage of this.
There is footage out there too for Nikki's birthday a couple years ago. I got us a couple's hip hop dance lessons.
Oh yes,
so that is we did fantastic. Private lessons. Oh my
god, we did like god. 6 of them. And you know what? Guess who was better at it?
Oh come on!
I love it so much.
I'll admit it. He did a great job. Because that's a perfect example of what I said almost first thing out the door was, I don't take dance lessons very well. Like, I'm not a dancer. I'm not sophisticated. Yeah. He was loving following the directions of this dance instructor. Yeah. I just wanted to freaking dance.
I think you were also watching me a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fantastic. You're like the Phoebe in the dance class of Friends. Have you seen that show, that episode?
No.
There's a total episode mm-hmm. where they're taking a dance. Well, it's a dance exercise class. But she's just doing her own thing. She's not even paying attention to what the instructor's telling her to do. Yeah.
I mean, I desperately want to follow your directions, but my brain can't do what I see in the mirror. I need to be able to just move.
I can understand
that. He was nailing it.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite part, Nikki? What's the favorite part of your job?
My initial instinct is to say encouraging people to be brave, but that's kind of like a very generic response. Specifically, I think I love crowning our mob masters. Every mob, we select one of our performers who has committed fully and a lot of times above the rest, which is usually hard because we always have a big handful of people who are, you know, going above and beyond. But you can only be mob master once, so sometimes that helps me. So I get the honor of deciding, you know, who's going to get the award, and we have this. So we should have brought the crown.
Yeah,
could have started this off with the crown one day.
That would have been fabulous.
It's totally handmade and ridiculous, yeah. From like Joann Fabrics materials, and bejeweled to the nines. But you get the glory of wearing this mob master crown for
get a little plaque.
30 or 60 seconds and a plaque. And we just get to honor you in front of the group. And everyone's so encouraging and supportive that they love guessing who it is. Because I'll go down and I'll give clues until I'll go from very generic to very specific to see if anybody can guess along the way who it is. And they love guessing. And usually by the end, everyone knows who it is. So that's a really fun part of the job, because it just highlights another human for being great, you know, and
yeah.
They get to be in the spotlight for a minute. It's really cool.
Well, you're going to have to send me a picture of the mob crown, because that's got to go on social media, period. That's just got to happen. Okay. So tell me, what do you wish people understood more about your organization?
Oh, I wish that people knew how much support we could use. Because we both kind of pointed out, this isn't just a group for dancers. We need help in all different aspects, as do most nonprofits out there. It's not just, you know, when you're a food bank, you don't just need food. You need volunteers to do this. You need people to run and do that. You need all sorts of skill sets. And it's not different for us. We need performers. We need people willing to dance, but we also need people who are willing to help with the camera. Because I'll tell you, we've got goblins in our cameras, and I will set that sucker up perfectly and walk away from it, and it just does something different. Or I have a husband come and cheer his wife on, or a kid come and cheer
right in front of it.
His and just stand right in front of it cheering.
Oh, no.
I'm like, no. So we need
sign holders.
People to hold the signs. Yeah. We need people to pull the wagons. We need people to make the phone calls and you know, do some of the committee work. It's not just dancing. There's a lot that leads up to the dancing. A lot. It's almost like a wedding, Wendy. I know you can relate to that, where you do sometimes 12, 15 months of planning. You just pour everything out into the planning,
it's over in eight hours. Yeah. Exactly.
Where this, you know, we do like several months. I need about 6 to 8 weeks before I can
execute a mob.
Pull off a mob successfully, typically. And it's over in 4 minutes. So It's over quickly. So the build up is really where all the heavy lifting is being done. And then nailing it is where the group comes in. And then there's, you know, still 4 or 5 days of work left afterwards with follow up with clients and posting things and editing the videos and all of that stuff. So we need technical help, and we need all sorts of different things to make this machine run. It's not just, can you dance or can you sing? And when people think flash mobs, they think that's the only way they could possibly contribute. Even if they love the idea, but they don't consider themselves a dancer, they could still contribute to the flash mob and do this really cool thing with us.
So how can people know what these opportunities are? How do you promote these? How can they reach out to you and take you up on this and help out?
The easiest way is we're on Linktree. Okay. That's where everything kind of folds out of for us. We've got a few different Facebook presences. One of them is a public fan page group that we highly encourage everybody to follow so that they can see where our finished products are put out. But we also have a private group where you have to sign an NDA to be part of it, because that's where we give all of our secret information. It's where you have to answer a questionnaire to get in and sign the NDA so that when you join, you are ready to go. You're ready to know where we're going to be, when we're going to be there, because we can't give that information to the public.
Right.
So it just kind of depends on what level of commitment you want. Do you want to just come? Do you want to see where we are and support us? Well, then the fan page is for you. But unfortunately, unless you join the group, you're not going to know where we're going to pop up. So
right.
The fan page is really just to follow what we're doing. But we also have a YouTube channel where we post everything. So you can always just search for the Dallas Flashers in a YouTube search, and you'll pull up, well, about 21 videos of us doing different mobs, different right. places, different cities. Because we've gotten to partner with so many local community groups. Yeah. It's been really a joy. There's a bunch of different ways. We don't currently have a website. Another way you could help us, we need a website. we have the funds set aside to be able to achieve that goal. We just haven't been able to find anybody who understands our vision well enough to execute this for us. So that's another easy grab. And social media, of course. Gosh, who doesn't need help with social media?
Absolutely.
So
for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, cool. Well, I will make sure to link to all of that in the show notes so everyone can
get in
on all the goodness of Dallas Flashers and bring some joy into their lives.
Thank you. Yes.
I just really appreciate you guys coming on and talking more about this and more about your process so that people really understand more about you and what your goals are, but also how you work and how you really do serve everyone in the community. It's not just the fully able-bodied person who has experience in dance. So thank you guys so much for all the hard work you are doing. Is there anything else that you want to highlight before we sign off for the day?
I don't know. Is there?
I don't know. I don't think so, Wendy. I think you've covered a lot of ground here. Thank you so much for giving us a platform to speak about the Dallas Flashers, because we absolutely love this group.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much for being on the podcast. And that's it for today, guys. Thanks for joining us on the Nonprofit Nook. Thanks for listening to the Nonprofit Nook. We're building better nonprofits together. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other nonprofit leaders who need support. Follow the Nonprofit Nook on social media and sign up for our email list for extra tips and updates. You can also visit thenonprofitnook.com to see the show notes and leave a comment telling me what topics you want next. Your feedback shapes the show. See you next time.